And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world, ex-truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben, live from Sarasota, Florida. I know I have on my Nashville Club shirt, but just doing a little awareness. Now, let people know we got our club up in Nashville. Check them out, guys and gals. Okay, now, number one, like, subscribe to the channel. Whatever platform you're watching on, YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, whatever. I don't know if you can like on Amazon or Roku. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So, welcome to the show, folks. As the headline says, breaking Asia, Bitcoin market pushing up prices on all exchanges. People are not ready for Asia. People have no idea about Asia. They have no idea about China, Japan, South Korea, Indonesia. Just, folks, these Hong Kong ETFs. Folks, let me explain something to you. And that doesn't even include India. Remember, India, pretty sure it's 1.3 billion people. Might be 1.6, not sure. 1.3, I'll use the lower number. 1.3 billion people are now going to be able to buy Bitcoin. This weekend, not only was I in Miami at the Bitcoin Day, which shout out to the guys over at the Bitcoin Day. What a great event. And Rob, who all was there? It was me and Breedlove and several other just awesome dudes and gals, I'm sorry. Folks, if people understood how many investors, that one gal from ARK, she just adjusted her 2030 to 3.8 million dollars per Bitcoin. It was 1.2. And her announcement was, well, we keep getting more information on exposure. And according to our math, that puts us at about $3.4 million per Bitcoin. My friends, don't let this price fool you. Do not let this price fool you. Folks, the amount of money getting ready. And when let me give you some context. All right, when I say getting ready to enter the market, these people are not getting on Coinbase. These people are hiring teams and teams and teams of people to try and get as many freaking Bitcoin off the exchanges without pushing the price up. All right. At all. This is, oh, hang on a second. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Tom, yes, they will actually be up on Patreon. I just have to hook it up where they go on there. I'm working on it, brother. It's busy. It is imperative that you understand that we are still so damn early, folks. And the levels that are getting in, like I said, context, when I say getting in, what I mean is they're setting up the meeting. They are setting up the strategy. They're allocating capital. It takes at least a month to month and a half to real, after it launches, to really get it capitalized with inflows. Folks, the ETFs, listen to me, folks. The ETFs are being plugged into the 401k market. They haven't even been plugged into the 401k market. That's going to take probably another month. What I'm saying is we're so early. We think that everyone is at where we're at. Right? We think that everyone has been buying Bitcoin. No. There are so many people that are just at the event I was at this weekend in Miami. There was a panel of top-rated investors, several of them I'm going to have on my show. Oh, I lined up a ton of people for this show, including Breedlove, FYI. Folks, yes, I've been buying Fidelity Beat. Yes, that's at Fidelity. There's more and more coming. I have people who I never dreamed would ask me about Bitcoin asking meow. That's right, brother. Right, meow. This is such a big deal. Such a big deal. as this moves forward, as we keep going, folks, I keep on telling people, hey, Sherpa, do me a favor. Send me an email over at my regular email with the list of the Divi videos that you have, and I'll actually post all of them in one post over on Patreon. There we go. This weekend, we had a guy from Bloomberg, which him and I didn't really get along. We had a little heated exchange, which is fine. I'm not anti-confrontation. I'm pro-confrontation. Even him. Even the Bloomberg guy is like, yeah, well, you know, Bitcoin's huge. It's just going to take a little while to get there. But what he doesn't, oh, Stacy, of course I did. Did you tell Robert that I sent my love? He said he'll call you, babe. He'll call you. Yes, Robert Breedlove is damn good looking. Almost as good looking as me. This is here. I'll just show you, folks. This is not like half of the 5,500 attendees at the Bitcoin Asia 2024 conference in Hong Kong were from mainland China. Folks, Bitcoin Asia in Hong Kong attracts major interest from mainland as attendees look to top market where crypto is banned. They, folks, I cannot say this strongly enough. If you've been watching the Japanese yen, if you have been watching all the other currencies, they are getting killed against the dollar. Now, this weekend, see, this is what I really love. I meet people on the inside of these events. I had a gal who works at I can't say where she works because it will give it away. Has knowledge that the legislation just, listen to me, folks, the legislation just passed by the Republicans in the House of Representatives that allows every bank to custody Bitcoin for their clients. Guess who was lobbying to do that? It wasn't the crypto community. It was the banks. Folks, let me repeat the industry, the banking industry is lobbying Congress to pass legislation so they can hold Bitcoin. And from what I hear, folks, I swear to God, I, you guys know me. Swear to God. All right, swear to God. The major banks. I'm not talking Joe Schmo's banking and live bait shop down the road. Major banks pushed for that legislation. The moment that it was passed, Joe Biden said, I will veto it. According to my peeps, the banks were like, you'll veto what, motherfucker? You're gonna veto us, the banks? The fuck you are. Now, since then, guess who's reaching out to the Trump campaign? The banks. Folks, the banks are in deep shit. They're in such deep shit, they're gonna start funding Trump. Did you see his rally up in, what was it, New York or New Jersey? He had 80,000 people. 80,000 people in New York. Dude, New York is gonna vote for Trump. Bingo. Nash just nailed it. That's called a mandate. Damn. Oh, yeah, Wildwood, New Jersey. I don't know how far away from New York that is. Can't be too damn far. New Jersey ain't that big. All right. Yeah. All right, Jay. No, the bankers will veto Biden's old ass right out of his life. Exactly. Yeah. Polls have Trump plus, or the polls have Trump plus 5 in polls. What a joke. Well, another poll released, and this was like a CNBC poll, has Trump leading in all of the swing states except one, which is fucking fishy as shit on that just one. He ain't just leading, folks. He's kicking ass. Folks, hang on 1 second. Word from the sponsor. And good Lord, get a crypto and liberty laptop now. Folks, the next move is going after your cryptos. Have it on a Liberty laptop offline. Get your shit out of the exchanges, folks. Love you guys. Here's a word from the sponsor.
Ever wondered how safe your online activities really are? How secure is your digital footprint? In the vast realm of the internet, privacy and security are paramount. Without adequate protection, your personal data might be at risk. There are solutions to these issues, and today we're going to talk about two of them. Introducing Liberty Laptops from Calix Solutions. These cutting-edge devices are meticulously designed to bolster online privacy, providing you the liberty to surf the internet incognito. The World Wide Web can be a wild frontier, but with Liberty Laptops, your online privacy is always protected. We also present you Crypto Laptops, designed with cryptocurrency users in mind. Equipped to support a myriad of wallets and exchanges, these laptops are tailored for seamless cryptocurrency transactions. They offer enhanced security protocols to keep your digital assets safe. Crypto Laptops ensures a secure and smooth cryptocurrency experience. It's time to take control of your online privacy and security. Venture over to Calix Solutions and explore our Liberty Laptops and Crypto Laptops. Don't forget, our affiliate program lets you earn $50 per sale. Visit calixsolutions.io now or call 702-845-8276 for more information, because your online safety is our priority.
Guys, gals, I'm telling you right now, please listen on today's woo-woo show at 3. Folks, the shit coming out. Here's a little hint. Cliff High's last post is talking about the galactic internet again. Remember a few years ago when me and Cliff High did a video on the galactic internet? Cliff is bringing it back up, folks. I've been telling everyone who will listen, the sun is a node. The sun has verbal and visual text in it. The frequencies from the sun, is the galactic internet, folks. Each sun is a node. The light and the energy from the sun is the Wi-Fi of the universe. Folks, shit's about to go crazy. Folks, I want access to the galactic internet. You already have it. It's called collective consciousness. It's called the consciousness of God. It's called by many names. It's how we communicate with God. Folks, you're going to want to watch Woo Woo today. And if you want to watch Woo Woo, and this show here, that once we jump over to the private server, I'm going for another 2.5 hours on this effing show. That's right, we're going effing live. Well, we're already effing live. All right. Yes. Praying the Wi-Fi to connect with the universe. Yes. Also, Nash, and I think you're all right. The guys over at the actual Bitcoin Day, they want to have an event at our club up in Nashville. Look that up. I think he said reach out over on Twitter, I think. Now, folks, this is, please revive Tivi. I guess you haven't been watching the show. The Tivi wallet, I'm having it white labeled for my clubs. Folks, Tivi doesn't need revived. It is absolutely fine. I know that you guys, I know when the price of the Tivi jumps, there's going to be a lot of wealthy people in my audience. Don't worry. It's coming, folks. And you heard that from me. And I am not a bullshitter. When I say it's coming, folks. This is, folks, we're going to look back on this. Hope is not a plan, brother. I don't hope on anything. When I say it, that's not hope. That's action. You can safely run nodes on your Liberty laptop. I just wouldn't. You get a crypto laptop so that your cryptos are safe. You don't want to run nodes on your Liberty laptop. Your Liberty laptop is your laptop for everyday usage. Your crypto laptop is strictly for cryptos. Folks, do not take your safe to Walmart. I'm just saying. All right. Now, we are jumping over to the private server. I got another 2.5 hours, well, maybe 2 hours, on this episode. We have shit from Breedlove. We have people breaking down what is coming. We have... Folks, this old system, this whole system is going bye-bye. This whole system is going bye-bye fast, folks. I'm telling you, folks. All right. Now, for the rest of this show and the 3 o'clock woo-woo show on the galactic internet, right there, scan right there. We'll take you right to the private server. Under here, there's a link for the private server. on YouTube, join YouTube. And there's an area to join private server over on Rumble. Join Locals. That's my private server on Locals. And I'm also on Patreon. I'm also on, what's the other place? I don't remember off the top of my head right now. Hang on a second. What is the name of this? That shows you how much. Substack. Alrighty. There we go. All right. Folks. Yeah. Any whispers out there on Litecoin ETF? Folks, there's more than whispers. There's more than whispers. Everyone, guys and gals, join the private server. That's where a lot of my interviews with these guys are going to be. Because we're going to wait till me and Breedlove, wait till we do a video. It's not far out, folks. And it's only going to be on the private server. Because I am going to get Breedlove's opinion on cliff high shit. You think Breedlove's philosophical on Bitcoin? Wait till you hear what this plucker's got to say about intelligent design, about God, about the universe. You want to talk about a deep thinker? Join the private server and you'll get the Breedlove interview. You'll get all my interviews. All right. Love you guys. See you guys in, well, those of you on the private server, you'll just keep seeing. Love you guys. Off to the private server. Oh, wrong button. That was anticlimactic. Off to the private server. Hold, please.